Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to know that God's blessings are not dependent on the world's economy. God is your source, and God only.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
Jesus says that we can do all things through Him that strengthen us, that infuses us with His power. Just like it says, you know, in Galatians 2:20, where He says that Paul was saying, it's no longer me living, but Christ Jesus in me, and the life I now live, I live in complete faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that gave Himself for me. So we're living by the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, that's how you even got born again. It wasn't by your faith, it was the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Philippians 4:13, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. He said, I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. He says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And, you know, and that's what God told Paul, you know, when Paul kept praying about the thorn in his flesh. You know, a lot of people think that was sickness, but I really don't think it was sickness. I think it was the people that was coming against him everywhere he went. It was kind of like a thorn in his side. Sometimes a situation or a person can be a thorn in your side, and I think that's what he meant. But Paul, nevertheless, Paul kept praying and asking God to remove that thorn that was in his side. And God told him that his sufficiency was enough. His sufficiency was good for Paul. And friends, you can do this too. You know, the Lord has been helping me for years to change my way of thinking. And He's been teaching me to see things His way, you know, to think things His way. And, it talks about that over in Isaiah 55:11. He is still teaching me. Renewing our minds is a process, friends. It's something that we work on daily, and we need to understand that we live in a fallen world and we're in a battle every day against the enemy. So it's imperative that we know God's Word so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in Ephesians 6:17. Know that His Word is powerful. That is where your power is. It's in your mouth. Your voice moves God. Not because you're perfect, but because you're His. Think about that. Praise God. That means that when you kneel down, your Father doesn't compare your voice with somebody else, you know. And I was thinking, you know, He knows you personally, brothers and sisters. And when I was writing this verse down, I was thinking about the scriptures that says that He knows every hair on our head that has been counted, you know. So what I'm saying here is that He knows you personally. You know, so when you're praying to Him, He hears your voice only. And He said, you know, your voice, your prayers come up to Him like a sweet fragrance. And some translation says, you know, like an incense. But it comes up like a sweet fragrance. And God hears your voice. And He hears yours only. And He's not comparing your voice with somebody else's. And we're talking about the power that's in the words when I said, you know, your voice moves God. But what moves God in your voice are the words coming out of your mouth. And not only does the Holy Spirit help me put these messages together, but He also, as I'm teaching them, He gives me other things. Really, He brings back to my remembrance, you know, because this is what the Bible says, is the Holy Spirit will bring back to our remembrance the Word of God and quicken it and make it alive into our spirit. So anything that God has spoken to us, any words that you've heard or that you've read in, you know, in the Bible, or a message you've heard, then he'll bring, you've heard that, so it's recorded in your mind. And so he can't bring back to your remembrance something you haven't heard or read of God's Word, but if you have meditated on that Word, then God can bring it back to your remembrance. And he does that quite frequently when I'm ministering, and especially, you know, when I'm putting it together this morning, I was going over my message, and he kept adding different things to it. And I thought, Lord, I'll never have time to, you know, to get through all of this. God tells us in Psalms 32:9, not to be like a horse or mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. And so what he's saying, brothers and sisters, he says, don't be stubborn like a mule that doesn't have any understanding. So what he's saying here, my word is speaking to you, so don't be stubborn like a mule. Listen, and if you listen to this word, and if you write some of these scriptures down, you will profit from them. And that's the whole purpose of God's word, is to give you understanding and giving you a better knowledge of the word. You know, the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that his people are perishing for lack of knowledge. You know, you can't act above your knowledge that you have. And when he talks about things in the Bible, he'll say, I have you not be ignorant. Ignorant is not the same thing as stupid. What he means is when he says, I'll not have you be ignorant, is that he's saying, I will not have you be without the knowledge of God's Word. And that's what I'm saying today, would not have you be ignorant of God's Word. But in other words, friends, we have to be careful that we don't let our mouth cause our destruction. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing, or keep you from living on barely get along street. You need to renew your mind. You need to change the way you're thinking, and it will be life-changing for you. Or God's Word promised that you will live that abundant life that Jesus died for, according to John 10:10. I want to help you to prosper. I want to see you healthy. You know, like I said, God has called and anointed me to help you, and that is my goal. That is my mission. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue. As it tells us in James 3:6, he said, you set on fire the course of nature by what you speak. I want you to think about that, saints, because just as heaven acts on your words, so does hell act on your words. You can begin benefiting from all the things that God has stored up for you. You know, he has stored up great treasures for you. And as I said, God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessings on you. And like I said, I don't have time to teach the whole thing again, but it does say where you won't even have room to contain it all. And he says, test him. In Malachi, God says to test him. Friends, changing the way you think, I know that it's not an easy task, but I believe that you can do it, and I'm confident that it's going to be worth it. I confess God's word daily because God is performing his word. That's what he does. You speak the word, and he performs it. But you know, what we have to understand is, I think I was saying earlier, you know, just as heaven hears your voice, so does hell act on it too. And I think one of the things that he helped me in this, friends, is changing the way that I think. And that's the reason why I'm teaching. That's why I believe that God has called me and anointed me. And I know the enemy, he took everything I had. But as the Lord was revealing to me yesterday, over somebody else was talking about that the enemy had stolen everything that they had. And the Lord had given it back to them more than what they had lost, even though God wasn't the one that took it. And that really resonated in my spirit as I was listening to this sermon, because I was the same way. You know, the enemy, you know, he stole my husband, stole my home, pretty much everything except for my faith. You know, I still had my faith. But I said, Lord, you know, you have given me back 100-fold over what I lost. And the Lord tells you that he will do that if you can identify the thief, that he'll give it back to you. I think that's in Proverbs 6:31, I think, but I'm not sure. But anyway, write these scriptures down and go over there. The Lord impressed upon me. He brought that scripture back to my remembrance many years ago, I think in 2005 or so. And I began to confess what he said. And it took a while. Things began to change gradually. It didn't like, wow, you know, I wake up one morning and I got everything back. But gradually. But you know, that's really why I talk so much about speaking the word, is because the only thing that really works is God's word. The power is in his word. And it's so important to me to minister this to you, because I want to help you. And I know that your help is right here. It's in your mouth. It's under your nose. And I know that you can do it. I know that you can. And the Lord is, like I said, has been helping me for years to change the way I think. It was by changing the way I think that allowed me to be where I am today and teaching in the places that I'm teaching. You know, He's blessed us with hundreds of radio stations and TV stations, and you get the truth out. And if it wasn't important for God for you to know His Word, He wouldn't have given it to us. But we have to know that He is His Word. Jesus is His Word. You know, and He's still teaching me. He's renewing our minds in a process, friends. It's a process. It's not something, like I said, that happens overnight. So we need to understand that we live in a fallen world, and we're in a battle every day against an enemy. So it's imperative that we know God's Word so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is His Word, according to Ephesians 6:17. The Word tells us in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man and appears straight before him, but at the end of it is the way of death. What God is saying here is that when you speak and agree with the world's way of doing things, that it might seem right to you, but it really, He says, it really leads to death. He says it leads to sickness, it leads to poverty, and it leads to destruction. It's hard. I know it's hard. I know what I'm asking you to do, what God is asking you to do. I know it's not easy, but I know that, and especially when you've been so used to thinking another way, I know that my mind had been programmed a different way, and so it took a long time. It took years to reprogram my mind to get me to think the way He thinks, and He is still working on it. He's still reprogramming it every day. I listen to the Word, I read the Word, so He's still reprogramming. You know, like I said, our minds have been programmed since birth, since day one, to think like the world thinks. And it's going to take some work on our part to reprogram them. I can tell you that right now. It's not easy, but it's doable. There are people that have been taken and put into cults without their consent, a lot of young people, and these cults brainwash them into doing what they want them to do, to think their way. And when their families finally get them out, saints, they have to get someone to come and deprogram them. And this is what we're having to do. You know, when the families came in and got these children, and some of them were adults, out of these cults, they had to hire someone to come in and deprogram them. And this is what I'm saying. We have been programmed by the world's way of thinking since the day we were born. And so some of us become Spirit-filled and receive Christ at an early age, some at a later age. I was a late bloomer, as they say, you know. It took me a long time. So because I had been brainwashed and programmed to think other ways, and this is what's keeping you, this is what's blocking you from receiving the things that you need in your health and your finances or with your children. And that's kind of what we have to do. We're now creatures in Christ, and now God is going to reprogram us through His written Word. You know, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we're new creatures in Christ, that old things have passed away and that all things have become new. So we've been taught the ways of the world, and the ways of the world is unbelief, saints. The ways of the world is fear and it's doubt. Renewing your minds, it's doable. I know it's doable, or God wouldn't tell us to renew our minds. Transformation is something that takes place on the inside. God knows that if we don't bring those thoughts into captivity that Satan fills our minds with every day, that we will never experience all the good things that He has stored up for us. We will never, never experience walking in health. We'll never experience having abundance in our finances, replacing our thoughts and words with what God's Word says about us is the only way that we can renew our minds, or you might say, deprogram our minds from the world's way of thinking. The Lord has been working with me for almost 30 years, training me to speak His words, the importance and how powerful that word is. And when I realized that, and when I began to realize that, and that was when, like I said before, that I began writing things down, and then God began speaking to me and telling me things that He wanted to bless me with, and the things I was writing down, in the natural, it seemed so impossible. I cannot tell you how sitting on a sofa by myself, had lost everything. I cannot tell you how impossible in the natural that it seemed that this was going to take place. But I'm standing here today as a walking witness to let you know that every word and then some, and in all the other books, I can't go through any page in this book or any other books that God has not fulfilled that He said He was going to do. We have to understand what the Word of God tells us. The Word of God tells us that He is not a man that He should lie. He is not the Son of Man that He should change His mind. He says, has He not spoken it, and has it, and will it not be? So if God has spoken it, saints, He will produce it. It will come to pass. He gave us His Word, and then He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us discern and understand their meaning. We have, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we have been given the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts, the feelings, and purposes of His heart, according to 2 Corinthians 2:16. And not only do we have the mind of Christ, but it also tells us in 1 John 2:20 that you have been anointed and that you have unction from the Holy One, and you know the truth, or you know all things. He's talking about Holy Spirit. Friends, He's talking about you knowing all things in your spirit and not in your mind, because you might be thinking today, well, Pastor Joe, I don't know all things. But you do. It's not in your mind, but it's in your spirit. And when He said that He's given us every gift pertaining to life and godliness, He has already given us every gift pertaining to life and godliness. It's in our spirits, but we can't use something if we don't recognize that we have it. You know, there's been many times on my car when I bought it a few years ago that it had a lot of features that really were beneficial to me, but I didn't know how to use them. I didn't even know I had them, you know. So if you don't know you have something, you can't do anything if you don't know you have it. But I want to tell you today that you do possess every good gift pertaining unto life and godliness, and you can bring it forth. It's in here. One of the revelations that we need to get is that there is a war being waged in your minds. This is what Satan is after, saints. I don't know if I'm going to get it verbatim, but I want to share just a little article that I read a couple of years ago about a comment that Adolf Hitler made. You know, they were telling Adolf Hitler about, this was during World War II, and they were telling Adolf Hitler about the adults, you know, and what they were doing and what they knew and all. And he told them, he said, I'm not concerned about them. He said, they're going to pass on. He said, I'm concerned about the children. He said, these are the ones we want to train. And you may not recognize that today, but I'm telling you right now, for quite a few years, the enemy has been doing that same thing that Adolf Hitler was talking about many, many years ago. God hasn't changed, but Satan, his tactics haven't changed either. He's still trying to reprogram the minds of our children, and it's not a good thing that he's doing. And so we are going to, and I know that this is off the subject, but we have to be so much more careful about our children, what they're seeing, what they're listening to. Their minds are being reprogrammed, just like you can think of it almost like these people that were abducted into cults and their minds were reprogrammed to think that way. Well, this is what we've been doing with our children all these years, that they've been doing that in the schools and in other places, and on TV with the games they play, and the movies, everything, reprogramming their minds to the world's way of thinking, which brings death, doubt, and filling them with fear. And like I said, I didn't mean to get off on that subject, but I was thinking about that this morning when I was thinking about Adolf Hitler and what he said and the comment that he made. He was more concerned about the young ones, and I think that's why they're doing so much damage over the years to our young ones. He knows that if he can keep you ignorant, Satan knows that if you can keep you ignorant, he can keep you defeated, he can keep you broke, he can keep you sick, and he can keep you filled with fear. God tells us in Hosea 4:6, He said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He has given us a weapon, and that weapon is His Word, saints." Remember in Luke 4:4, when Jesus was talking to Satan and what He told Satan when he was trying to tempt him. Jesus says, "It is written, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit," as I said before in Ephesians 6:17. You have to know that Satan's power is limited too. I want to say that again. A lot of people in their minds, believers, non-believers, y'all don't think that Satan has all kind, you know, his power's not limited, you know, but it is. It is. It's limited. You have to understand that he has power, but he doesn't have any authority. And that's a big difference. When we speak the word of faith, saints, I want you to know, according to the word of God, that hell shakes. It says in James 2:19 says, "You believe that God is one, you do well." He said, "Even the demons believe," he says, "and shudder." Some versions say they shake with fear. This verse highlights that even demons who are aligned with Satan recognize God's power and existence, and this recognition causes them to tremble with fear. Satan and his minions have already experienced what the Word of God can do. They're fully aware of its power, and brothers and sisters, we need to know it too. Another thing you need to know is that God did not send the Holy Spirit to non-believers to help them, according to John 14:26, but He did send Holy Spirit to us, friends, for God said His words were foolishness to the non-believers, you know, but it's not foolishness to you, and it's not foolishness to me too. But one thing I want to leave you with today is to recognize that there is power in the written Word of God. Jesus is His Word. The Word was made flesh. He dwelt among us. And just keep those things in mind and know that God has given His Word. And when you speak His Word, you're speaking power. You're wielding the sword of the Spirit. And don't forget to put on your full armor every day, because we are in a battle. We are in a battle. And speaking God's Word is your weapon. It's the only weapon you have. It's the only weapon that you need. And I really pray that you will keep a closer eye on your children, on what they watch and what they listen to. And I really pray with everything in me that you will recognize the power that's in these lips here, and the words coming out of your mouth is what you're going to get. That's what's going to bring you what you've been wanting. You have been speaking the language that you weren't even aware of. And the language that you were speaking that you're not aware of was opposite from what God's Word says, and you were getting the opposite of what God's Word said.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that when I kneel to pray, You hear my voice only. and know me personally. I thank you that my prayers come up to you like a sweet fragrance. I pray that you will help me, Lord, to keep my thoughts pure so my words will be pleasing to you. Help me to be more conscious of the things I say. Help me, Lord, to better understand that renewing my mind is a process and it is something I need to do daily to always come into agreement with your word. For it is by speaking your word that I will be speaking life and not death. And it is through the living word that I'll be speaking life, health, and prosperity. And I know that renewing our minds will not be easy, Lord, for we live in a fallen world, and our minds have been programmed to think and speak like the world. But it is by replacing our thoughts and words with what God says about us and our circumstances that we will experience walking in health and living the abundant life that Jesus died to give us. Your word tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Help us to understand, Lord, that it is also by placing a guard on our mouth and speaking only the word of God that we can prove for ourselves His word is true and begin to step out in faith on His promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.